Track 18. Forget Instagram. I'm embracing Instagram, says Rowan Mantell.
As we emerge blinking from the strangest 15 months, no longer half as sure as before about what the future might hold, other than death and taxes bit, I think that definitely still holds, I remain discombobulated. I quite enjoy a bit of discombobulation, and will certainly take it over a persistent dry cough, fever and respiratory failure. The pandemic gave me more than 6 months without leaving Norfolk, and 22 and counting since leaving the country, which were no hardships at all. 10 months without seeing parents and many months of not holding the new baby in the family were less ideal. And is the less ideal which might come to define this time for people lucky enough to have escaped the virus, had the vaccine and been able to work virtually, very lucky. As the county opens up, neighbourhood news has pivoted from trading info on riverside paths and bluebell woods within walking distance to the best pub gardens for 6+ meetups. National news moved from counting deaths to counting jabs, and then people counting on being able to travel to Portugal and South Georgia. I've been to an art gallery, a cafe, a pub, a church, and have even arranged to leave Norfolk to visit a faraway family. I know, wild. It's mostly been delightful and still bizarre that things once so ordinary are now worthy of comment. A friend is considering hugging her paramedic son for the first time in more than a year. Another has returned to working in an actual office with actual colleagues. I come close to pointing at the sky if I hear one of those metal polluty things overhead. When we all meet up, we already reminisce about the times when we met by Zoom, walked alone, weren't allowed to sit down outside, and debated the meaning of local and essential. It wasn't all bad. I miss the empty roads and wonder whether I can continue to go masked up to the supermarket and keep my new superpower of being able to mutter and grimace without anyone knowing. And when there was nothing to do and nowhere to go and I could save the NHS simply by staying at home, there were few decisions to make and no fear of missing out on anything other than the chance to catch something nasty. As we celebrate the great reopening, there's a bid in the city to brighten up streets with flowers, arched around shop windows and doorways and strung across London Street. In the country, wildflowers in the hedgerows are doing similar work. It's all so Instagram perfect, but just as a picture of a crying baby can eventually turn out much more interesting than desperately coaxed smiles, I should really have taken a photo of a recent rainy get-together in a makeshift marquee, everyone a bit wet and windblown, struggling to download the app which was the only means of getting food while simultaneously unable to access the different online system for drinks from a bar which was just 10 forbidden paces away. And we were delighted it was open and grateful to be allowed out. Many memories worth keeping are more Instagram than Instagram, more falters than filters, more making the best of it than pretending to live a best life.